Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hello, and radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio today. I am Michelle Pinkney. Excited to be here, excited to grow in Christ, excited to be a part of the kingdom. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, O God, seeking you, O God, seeking your kingdom, seeking your face, your health. Father, as we come before you today, God, we come with no agenda. We come, O God, with no questions. We come with no fear. We come, O God, just wanting to know you. We come today, O God, wanting to hear from you today, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you've done in our lives and for everything that you're going to do. We rebuke the spirit of fear. We rebuke the spirit, God, of insecurities, sickness, and disease. We rebuke the spirit, oh God, of just doubt in the name of Jesus. Father, and right now we welcome in your spirit to just come and calm us down, Lord God. Take away, oh God, the confusion. Take away the distractions right now, oh God, as we seek your face in peace. As we seek your face, O God, with surety, with assurance, O God, of knowing you're here. Your presence is here right now, and we thank you for that, God. As we look forward, O God, to hearing your word and hearing what you have to say to us on this day, we give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. For we know today that God has created everything and that everything was created by him. So as we look at and out into the world today with the confusion, with the question marks, wondering where is God? Does he see what's going on? Is he angry with us? Are we in sin? You know, are we in rebellion and he's retaliating? What's going on? Is the devil now taking over the world? What are we seeing when we see our world now versus a couple of months ago, versus a couple of weeks ago? What are we seeing? But we know that God created everything. So as we talk to God in our quiet time, as we talk to God in our prayer time, are we talking to him about the darkness, about activity, about the things that are man-made, or are we seeking his face to hear what he has to say, to know his plans for his earth and for his people? Are we communicating with his spirit? Are we looking for his presence? And are we looking for supernatural answers today? As we go throughout the day and we find ourselves worrying about our family, our income, and we find ourselves not knowing the direction that we should go in, we have to find ourselves looking for supernatural information. We have to go to God in prayer and ask him to reveal his will. We must ask him to reveal his presence, his right now presence to us, not with the fear of, oh, my God, what's happening? Oh, my God, do you not see this? Oh, my God, where are you? Have mercy on us, God. Those prayers are fine, but your main focus is to be in the right now presence of God. Because when you pray in fear, you're singing in fear, you're talking in fear, you're in fear. And it's distracting you from hearing from the supernatural. It's distracting you from hearing from the Spirit of God and his angels. We are in need of a supernatural outcome. When Esther heard that they were going to devour her people, she called for a supernatural answer through prayer and fasting. When they had to cross the Red Sea, they had to work in unity, or the waters would not have parted for them to get across. These are supernatural encounters that they had to have unity, wisdom, understanding, corporate prayer for. So asking questions is not the prayer. Asking in fear is definitely not the prayer. But the prayer and the focus of what we're doing should be on our Creator, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What are your plans? What is your presence right now? And what shall I do for such a time as this? As we begin to learn to meditate on the Word of God, taking time to actually get into God's presence through worship and through praise and through prayer, not complaining, not worrying, not seeking answers from a man-made situation and a man-made answer, but seeking prayers through us, knowing that supernaturally God is going to come through for us, supernaturally knowing that He is able to part the Red Sea. When we come together in unity with one mind and one accord, what are we looking for from God today? Do we really believe that complaining will get us through this? Do we really believe that seeking God in a negative form through whatever way we're doing it is going to supernaturally move heaven? We have to take our spiritual being, connect it to God's spiritual being, and then begin to connect to the heavens of supernatural. In 2 Kings, when Elijah was talking and he began to notice the things of God and what the king was plotting against Israel, the king of Israel went to him and said, "Who is telling Israel all the things that I want to do to them?" And the people replied, no. This is in 2 Kings 6. He said, no. It's the man of God that is revealing the plans of the king. And the king got upset with him because he was like, how did he know the things I wanted to do? It was because Elisha became connected to the spirit and the supernatural of God. Now is the time that we have to grow in God, not the God that will only supply us food, water, shelter, clothing, but the God that will move heaven, that will speak from heaven, the God that will come down and take not just your situation, but the world situation, and begin to shift it back towards Him, man, to worship Him. He gave us dominion over the earth to do whatever, however, but yet that we would worship Him. So now the question we have for God is, are you angry? Are you upset? Are we in sin? How do we get out of this? I'm good, God. I worshiped you. I prayed. I. But corporately, we're in this together. Corporately, we have to pray. Corporately, we have to get into the supernatural. We need to dig deep into the presence of God and see the mind of God, not the mind of man. We need supernatural to come down and perform in earthly situation. When we pray corporate at this point, because it's not even about us alone. This is not an individual household predicament. This is a world predicament. And when God comes down and begin to tell us the things that we need to do, truly, and it always is going to involve prayer, fasting, submission. Prayer, fasting, and submission. Tears of fear cannot move the supernatural. We have to stand with courage. We have to stand with our faith not wavering. And we may feel like we have faith, but what faith are we dwelling in? Is it our courage faith? Is it our godly faith? Or is it our faith of fear? Is it our faith of weakness? We are going to have to step it up spiritually. We are going to have to see more of what God can do more than what he cannot do. We are going to have to see and hear his voice more than we've ever heard it before. So individually, we've heard God speak. We've heard God tell us in our own lives when the enemy was attacking, when the enemy was coming for us. We heard him. Now it's time to hear it for the world. Now it's time to hear God for the world, not just for our own situation. Hear what he has to say. Let him expose where the enemy is. Let him supernaturally tell us how to defeat an invisible enemy, which he has always been invisible. We just have a different kind of breed right now. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We worship you. We honor you. Father, we rebuke every avenue of fear that has come into our lives. We rebuke every avenue, God, that of us not listening, of us not praying, of us not fasting. But God, supernaturally reveal to us your will, your presence, and your desires. Reveal to us today, oh God, through your Spirit, where we go from here. We are soldiers in your army, God, and we are equipped and ready to fight. Just tell us where we need to go, what we need to do, and how we need to do it. We have been preparing for this war, and now that it is here, we are ready to fight supernaturally in Jesus' name.